across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
In northern Nebraska, you'll find a Sand Hills ranch that dates to the late 1800s. The couple who lived here met quite by happenstance, and their story is still one told to visitors today. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
In north central Nebraska, you'll find a ranch with a story that dates to the early days of farming in this area.
Arthur Bowring is a rancher. He founded the place in 1894 as the Bar 99 Ranch. He lived here in a sod house till 1908, and then after that he met his first wife and built a new ranch house till her death, and then he managed the ranch by himself for 20 years.
Tommy Hicks says Bowring homesteaded this 160 acres and established his ranch in 1894 in Nebraska's Sand Hills.
It's the largest sand dune formation in the Western Hemisphere. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. You look out in the meadow out to the south of us here, and it's just rolling gentle hills of sand and grass-covered sand dunes. Perfect for ranching. Cattle love the grass out here.
By the time of Arthur's death in 1944, his ranch had grown to 12,000 acres. Arthur experienced tragedy here. His first wife passed during childbirth, losing the child as well, when the family could not get medical help to the remote location during a large thunderstorm.
He was a widower for about 20 years, and then in 1927, just out of the blue, he was coming home to the ranch, and he stumbled upon a broke-down car.
The car belonged to Eve Kelly, a traveling salesperson with a territory that stretched to Wyoming. The chance encounter resulted in the two meeting and eventually marrying. When Arthur passed, Eve now had to run this large ranch.
She's running the ranch, and of course she has a couple ranch hands that she has on hand. The ranch hands ran the ranch when she became a state senator. For the most part, she did run the ranch by herself.
As Tommy mentioned, Eve became a senator, and that's a story in itself. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Merriman, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Trump administration signed a new reciprocal trade agreement with Bangladesh this week, opening the door to expanded ag exports into one of South Asia's fastest-growing consumer markets. President Donald Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer framing the deal as a step toward correcting trade imbalances while creating new demand for American farm and ranch products. Now, under the agreement, Bangladesh will provide preferential market access for U.S. ag goods. That includes wheat, soy products, cotton, corn, dairy, beef, poultry, and tree nuts. U.S. officials say the commitments are backed by science-based sanitary standards and recognition of U.S. regulatory certifications, which reduce non-tariff barriers that have historically limited trade. Commercial commitments tied to the agreement include approximately $3.5 billion in planned purchases of U.S. ag products, supporting demand for feed grains, oil seeds, fiber, and animal protein. Bangladesh also linking zero tariff access for certain apparel exports to the use of U.S.-produced cotton and textile inputs. Now, the agreement will move through final domestic procedures before taking effect in the coming weeks. Tyson Foods reporting mixed first quarter results for fiscal 2026 with strong demand in chicken and prepared foods offset by ongoing pressure in beef. Company said shifting protein supplies and tighter cattle inventories will shape market conditions through the year. Tyson posting first quarter sales of $14.3 billion, up just over 5% from a year earlier, while adjusted operating income declined as beef losses weighed on overall margins. Management said chicken volumes posted their fifth straight quarter of year-over-year gains. It reflects continued consumer demand and market share expansion. Well, looking ahead, Tyson expects beef production to fall about 2% this year, driving an anticipated operating loss of $250 to $500 million for the segment as cattle supplies remain tight. Pork production projected to increase about 2%. Operating income expected between $250 and $300 million. Chicken, though, remains the strongest performer, Tyson projecting $1.65 billion to $1.9 billion in operating income on modest production growth. Economic growth across the Federal Reserve's 9th District continued in 2025, but ag remained a weak spot as lower commodity prices, high cost, and trade uncertainty weighed on farm states. It was a key takeaway from discussions at the Minneapolis Fed's Regional Economic Conditions Conference held last month. While overall gross domestic product expanded, growth was uneven, often volatile. In states like North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana, ag played a central role in shaping economic outcomes, though not always positively. Farm profitability remains under pressure from depressed prices, elevated input costs, and high land rents. Looking ahead, conference participants said ag's performance will remain closely tied to price recovery and export stability. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, Check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to...
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a long-running legal dispute involving Bayer's Roundup herbicide. It's a case that could clarify whether federal pesticide labeling rules override state failure-to-warn lawsuits, and one that could have far-reaching impacts in agriculture. I'll be back with more after this.
When it comes to your equipment, John Deere knows you want to run it your way. Because after nearly 200 years, one thing's clear. Nobody knows your work like you do. That's why we're expanding our digital toolkit to help you use, maintain, diagnose, repair, and protect your equipment. Because the best solution is the one that's ready when you need it. Whether it's your dealer, a local service center, or you, it's about having the tools so you can run it your way. Learn more at johndeere.com/runityourway.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
The Supreme Court said last week that it will hear Monsanto Company versus Durnell, a case that centers on whether the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, known better as FIFRA, preempts state law failure to warn claims. Bayer faces thousands of lawsuits brought by plaintiffs who allege that exposure to Roundup caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The court said review is limited to that legal question of federal preemption and does not address the safety of glyphosate itself. Now, this case stems from a Missouri lawsuit brought by John Durnell, who alleged that exposure to Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A Missouri jury awarded Durnell $1.25 million in 2023 on a failure-to-warn claim, while rejecting other claims and declining to award punitive damages. The Missouri Court of Appeals upheld that verdict in 2025, but lower courts have reached differing conclusions, and that prompted Supreme Court review. Bayer argues that allowing state juries to impose additional warning requirements undermines the federal regulatory framework established under FIFRA. The company maintains that manufacturers should not be penalized for complying with EPA labeling decisions. Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said in a company statement, quote, "It's time for the U.S. legal system to establish that companies should not be punished under state laws for complying with federal warning label requirements." According to Bayer, EPA has repeatedly determined that glyphosate is not likely to be carcinogenic to humans, and they have approved Roundup labels without cancer warnings. In its petition, the company cited those determinations as evidence that federal regulators should have final authority over pesticide labeling. Environmental and consumer advocacy groups have criticized the court's decision to review the case, with groups such as the Center for Food Safety saying that EPA approval alone shouldn't protect manufacturers from liability, especially if new evidence or individual circumstances come to light. I'll have more when we come back. The Supreme Court's review of Roundup's legal battle is expected to be finalized yet this term, which for the Supreme Court ends in June. For agriculture, the case has implications far beyond Roundup, as it would set the precedent for how state laws interact with federal pesticide labels. We'll continue to watch how this story develops. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
The U.S. Department of Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service issued proposed regulations for the 45Z credit. The regulations are for domestic producers of clean transportation fuel to determine eligibility for and calculate the clean fuel production credit under the One Big Beautiful Bill. The new law made important changes to what's often referred to as the 45Z credit. Clean fuel production credit provides businesses an income tax credit for clean transportation fuel produced domestically after December 31st of 2024, sold by December 31st of 2029. To claim credit, taxpayers must be registered with the IRS using Form 637, an application for registration. Proposed regulations provide guidance on the determination of clean fuel production credits, emission rates, and certification and registration requirements, providing further certainty and clarity for taxpayers, addressing key issues raised by stakeholders. According to Clean Fuels, the proposed rules provide taxpayers with safe harbors and clarify questions on qualified sales, along with tolling arrangements and qualifying fuels used in non-transportation applications that were raised after January 2025 guidance. Proposal made no changes to prevailing wage rules that were in place since June of 2024, with the proposal including changes to the credit passed by Congress last July, which included limits on feedstock eligibility. Some additional changes were for carbon intensity scores, like the consideration of regenerative ag practices, awaiting publication of new versions of the GREET model. Some of the proposed changes included extending the credit to December 31st of 2029, limiting feedstocks to those grown or produced in the U.S., Mexico, or Canada, adding prohibited foreign entity restrictions, broadening the sale of fuel sold through related intermediaries, and eliminating special rates for sustainable aviation fuel. It also prohibits negative emissions rates except for fuels derived from animal manure, and excludes indirect land use changes from emission rates.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Commodity markets saw improvement for the most part last week, though there was some up and down action. Soybeans saw the biggest gains, gaining 75 cents on the week. Soybeans reacting to reported discussion between Presidents Trump and President Xi, spanning a wide range of topics that included trade, military matters, and even a planned April visit of President Trump to Beijing. Cattle market didn't move lower on note of a strike at the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado, although that did seem to turn around. Soybeans, however, reacted to the tweet from President Trump, making gains in that one day of up to 50 cents, although it did back off from the highs. President Trump said he asked President Xi to increase China's soybean purchases to 20 million metric tons, up from the 12 million metric ton that had been the original agreement, on top of the 25 million metric ton already slated for next year. Potential 8 million metric ton of demand not factored into the market, representing roughly 294 million bushel of additional soybean sales to China that are not currently reflected on the balance sheet. With discussion from EPA about Z24, ideas on ethanol and other biofuels, including soy oil, there were some increased bullishness around the idea that we could have more processing of U.S. soybeans, therefore increasing domestic demand.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Farmers from all around the eastern United States are expected to attend the winter conference of the Virginia No-Till Alliance. The one-day event will be held in Harrisonburg, Virginia on Wednesday, February the 18th. Known as a farmer-to-farmer conference, the Vantage Conference will offer numerous networking and educational opportunities. More information is available at virginianotill.com. That's virginianotill.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, farmers in North Carolina recently gathered for the 20th annual North Carolina Agricultural Development Forum. The topic receiving the most attention at that forum was the current agricultural economic situation, with many farms in North Carolina bleeding red ink. Lower milk prices are getting a lot of attention on Pennsylvania dairy farms. The key issue is rising milk production is outpacing consumer demand.
Pennsylvania has more than 4,000 dairy farms, with the average herd size at 96 cows. And Georgia cotton growers are feeling a financial squeeze due to low prices. Research indicates it cost about 90 cents a pound to grow cotton. The average price for cotton last year was 69 cents a pound. That caused Georgia farmers to lose an average of 21 cents a pound. In Georgia, the average cotton grower lost $200 per acre in 2025.
Chelsea, have you heard about the new research on Kalman?
John, why are you saying Kalman three times?
Am I? Oh, maybe it's because Kalman, according to research, has tremendous buffering ability, available calcium, and available magnesium for dairy cattle.
Really, John? Just tell the dairy farmers and their nutritionists how they can get Kalman.
That's easy. Every feed mill in the sound of my voice either has Kalman in stock or their distributor has it. Kalman is exclusively available from Feedworks USA.
More information on Kalman can be found at feedworksusa.com or call 1-866-737-6273.
Today's Pearl of Wisdom is made possible by the Virginia No-Till Alliance. Information about the upcoming winter conference is found at virginianotill.com. Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Oneida, New York. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WMCR FM 101.1 in beautiful Oneida, New York. Our Pearl of Wisdom today tells us that before you decide to point your finger at somebody else, always remember that when you point, you've got three fingers pointing right back at you. That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
Concerns continue over southeast quadrant freeze events. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey noted February started with continued recovery from the late January ice storm in parts of the Mid-South.
More than 100,000 customers nationwide, mostly focused across Mississippi and Tennessee, that are still without electricity.
While a separate early February freeze event occurred in Florida.
Its most significant freeze and cold outbreak in about 16 years.
A cold event that had growers in the Sunshine State more than busy with protection efforts, not just because of freezing temperatures, but high winds as well.
Traditional protection methods like sprinkler systems, mists of water that can coat strawberries and citrus fruits and trees with ice to help insulate the crops and the fruits, that was somewhat less effective than usual because of the high winds. That can cause some one-sided icing that it doesn't evenly coat the fruits with ice.
Among the crops of concern in Florida post-freeze, citrus.
It is expected that in some of the areas where the ice application was not particularly even, there may have been some damage to some of those unharvested citrus fruits. One crop of citrus that is especially vulnerable because it's not generally ready to be harvested this time of year would be the Valencia orange crop. That also extends to some of the grapefruit varieties. And so those areas, they're obviously in the assessment mode.
A similar story applies to strawberries.
The plants can withstand low temperatures, but the fruits are susceptible to freezing. Hopefully, ice caps did provide some protection from temperatures that in the Lakeland, the primary strawberry area, mostly dropped into the middle 20s on both February 1st and 2nd.
Sugarcane growers in freeze-impacted areas are also expressing concerns about their crops.
Temperatures there looks like some middle 20s in some of the western sugarcane production areas, closer to the lower 30s in some of the southern production areas. Just kind of a waiting game there to see just how much damage was done to some of those sugarcane stalks.
As for winter vegetables, Florida producers had more than freezing temperatures to worry about.
The wind, the sand blasting and scarring that can occur on some of those tender vegetables like sweet corn, green beans, peppers, so that will be something to be watched to see if there's any wind scarring.
Those high winds, as Rippey mentioned earlier, preventing traditional protection methods like hovering helicopters over the fields to keep freezing temperatures from reaching plants. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy. The Agricultural Coalition for USMCA is a group of agricultural organizations coming together as the review process is underway for the USMCA. National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs is Shauna Morris.
Well, USMCA made up $3.6 billion in exports for the U.S. dairy industry in 2024 alone. That $3.6 billion in just 1 year represents 44% of all our exports. It's a really sizable amount of the total demand for American dairy farmers' milk. And that impact at the farm level has, of course, been amplified further throughout the dairy supply chain, generating all those additional knock-on economic distributions discussed in the report. That's huge. And it's also why dairy farmers and processors have made such big investments in our partnership with Mexico's dairy industry in particular. Year over year, we've seen how this agreement can support not just trade flows, but collaborative work to expand the total demand for dairy products between our two countries by building on the base of the trade agreement. And that's what makes USMCA so important. USMCA is an extremely strong agreement, but it's not perfect. The USMCA review offers an unmissable opportunity to make some targeted enhancements so the agreement can live up to its full intended potential. Most notably, Canada still has a lot of work to do to hold up its end of the bargain on dairy. For years now, Canada's been playing games with access to its dairy tariff rate quotas, and that's resulted in shortfalls in the export access the U.S. negotiated for. They've also circumvented key disciplines introduced on Canadian dairy exports to limit distortions in other markets.
More Inside Dairy after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
And welcome back to Inside Dairy. We're continuing to hear from Shauna Morris with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council as she shares her dairy thoughts. She talks more about the importance of USMCA, but also going through this review process.
Make sure that we're preserving access that was intended to be delivered here in this agreement and keeping those trade flows moving. I think for us from the dairy perspective, some of those key improvement areas for agriculture certainly are in the dairy space, particularly as we look north to the Canadians. Again, those are not earth-shatteringly brand new concepts, but rather follow-through areas that the agreement sought out to address, but haven't been working as intended in practice. The review really is well designed to be able to take a step back and look at where is the agreement working really strongly, as is the case in most areas, and where does some surgical work needed so that we can iron out those challenge areas. We have issues with respect to our exports into the Canadian market. We, in particular, want to see significant reforms made to how Canada is doling out the ability to use the tariff rate quotas that USMCA created for a whole host of different dairy products. Right now, virtually all that TRQ access is given to Canadian processors who have, let's say, mixed incentives in terms of how much dairy they want to bring in and what types of dairy from the U.S. Others in the supply chain in Canada, like retailers, restaurants, are cut out of the process entirely, and importers and distributors are relegated to a very small slice of it. So fixing those rules so that the full supply chain has access to the TRQs and we actually see them filling, that's one thing. So follow through on what you already offered to give to the U.S. That shouldn't be that hard an ask.
And that's another edition of Inside Dairy.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
Supreme International is bringing its legendary know-how to an all-new standard lineup of TMR mixers, except there's nothing standard about it. With the Precision Ag Series, every model is purpose-built for how you feed. From once-a-day mixing to commercial operations and everything in between, there's a Precision Series TMR mixer to fit. Maximize your uptime, consistency, and efficiency with the reliable performance Supreme is known for. Talk to your local Supreme dealer today.
An unbeatable combination of power, utility, and comfort. For decades, the PowerStar name has been synonymous with power, utility, and comfort for farms around the world. Today's lineup is no exception. Whether you need a basic utility tractor to rake hay or tend to a few horses, or a daily workhorse to do the morning chores and then head back to the fields, a PowerStar tractor will meet your needs without compromising the star qualities its name symbolizes. Visit Larry, Romance, and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhull for special financing or cash discounts.
Managing farm energy use and energy production. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Today we have Tom Richard back one more time to discuss both the production of energy and the use of energy on the farm. Richard is a former professor of ag and biological engineering at Penn State University.
Energy use in agriculture is a major cost for farmers. And so spending some time to focus on the energy efficiency opportunities, reducing energy needs, and also what are the on-farm energy resources is very important for the bottom line, and every farmer should do that.
Richard pointed out in an earlier show that farmers are not just energy users, many of them are energy producers as well.
Agriculture in general, but also farmers working together, have a huge opportunity to build new markets for energy that's more sustainable and that's domestic energy that creates more jobs per unit of energy than any of our other energy resources, and can actually improve our rural economies.
With many farms staring down a dismal financial forecast for this year, and with energy being one of the biggest production expenses for these farms, Richard says farmers could examine ways to cut energy costs and look for opportunities to profit from the demand for energy. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
Weather brought to you by Bucks Motorsports. Put some fun into winter at Bucks. Check out the latest snowmobiles from Polaris and Ski-Doo, plus trailers, winter gear, ATVs, and side-by-sides with plows. Get ready for whatever winter throws at you. See them online at BucksMotorsports.com. For today's snow showers, mainly before 1 p.m. with a high near 22. Tonight, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 8. For Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 22 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, looking at cold storage. Where are we? More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Tyler Cousins with the Livestock Marketing Information Center on the cold storage report.
Total red meat stocks in cold storage as of December 1st were actually reported down about 3%, or about 25 million pounds from last year to 845 million pounds. Stocks for red meat trended below a year ago for each month in 2025. Not totally unexpected, largely because we saw beef and pork production trend even to or even below a year ago levels, and that kind of points towards just a stronger or robust demand picture that we saw in 2025. So we're looking to see if that continues into 2026. So looking a little bit more deeper into the report, as far as beef stocks and cold storage as of December 1st, USDA reported that down about 3.5% to 437 million pounds. So those stock levels during that fourth quarter actually trended well below a year ago on the beef side of things. So that signals, you know, a lot of that demand pull leading into the holiday season, so which were not totally unexpected, but a lot of that demand pull was for those boneless beef cuts, kind of that for about likely just staging for that holiday season there. Looking at the pork side of things, stocks as of December 1st were reported at just over 390 million pounds. That's actually a decline of about 1.5% from last year. Most of those declines that we saw on the pork side of things, as far as stocks go, hams were down 1.5% to 67 million pounds. Loins were down just over 8% to almost 32 million pounds. Picnics were down 16, almost 17% to 5.4 million pounds. Trimmings were down 5.5% to just about 46 million pounds. And so those declines actually more than offset increases that we're actually seeing in belly stocks, which were up over 8% to about 37 million pounds. Ribs were up to over 2% to about 84 million pounds. And butts rose about 4% to nearly 23 million pounds.
American Cattle News.
Burt's Lumber is hiring. Burt's is looking for a qualified person to join their team. You must be skilled in customer service. Retail sales experience in the lumber business is a plus. You will have various job requirements. Physical labor is also involved. Saturday and Sunday hours are required. Starting pay will range between $17 and $20 an hour, depending upon experience. The position includes paid vacation and paid holidays. Apply in person to complete an application. Burt's Lumber in Perry is an equal opportunity employer.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
At LVM Materials, we produce sawdust for your animal bedding and deliver it directly to your farm. Quality dry sawdust is manufactured in our own facility, ensuring a consistent supply year-round. Learn more when you call 322-8878 or visit lvmmaterials.com.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other more or less equally to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Here's a quick look at how the markets closed on Wednesday. Corn futures, March contract down 1.25 at 427.5. May off 3/4 to 436.5. December up 1.5 to 459.75. March soybeans up 1.5 to 1124. May was up 2 to 1139.5. November up 4 to 1110.5. In Chicago, March wheat up 9 to 537.25. May was up 7.25 to 545.25. Minneapolis spring wheat March up 2 at 570.25. May was up 2.5 at 582. Hard red winter March up 8 to 538.5. May was up 7.75 to 551.75. Cotton futures trading higher with March up 40 points at 61.99. May up 26 to 64.04. July up 21 to 65.69. Back in Chicago, February live cattle up 325 to 242.35. April up 355 to 240.97.5. And June up 277.5 to 236.57.5. March feeders were up 267.5 to 367.45. April up 332.5 to 364.60. May up 365 to 360.42.5. April lean hogs off $1.65, 93.85. May off 150 to 98.02.5. In June up 140 or off 142.5 to 107.47.5. Class 3 milk February off a nickel at 15.12. March off 4 at 16.32. Crude oil ended the day 67 higher, 64.63 a barrel on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrials lost 66, ending at 50,121. The NASDAQ off 36 to 23,066. The S&P off a fraction at 6,941.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
As farmers and ranchers, stewardship of the land comes naturally. Your work keeps our water clean, improves the soil, and enhances wildlife habitat. It also provides countless benefits, not just for you and your family, but for millions of Americans who depend on this region every day without even realizing it. Thank you for being stewards of America's prairie for all of us. Take a moment to find out how conservation pays. Visit conservationpays.org.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other, more or less equally, to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.